This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business, and not that I really care. You're welcome.
Welcome back. How's your quarantine?
That mic right there, like usual. That one's on you.
No, it's not.
That's on you.
You could have used your eyes.
It's the same.
You could have used the eyes in your face.
We've never used mic two, ever.
I would have taken a look-see.
You're always mic one.
We don't do a podcast with our eyes closed.
All right.
How's your quarantine?
Fine.
You can come in.
Hey, Sonic!
Hey!
We were just starting. We just cracked the mic, bud. How are you?
Which one, this one?
I don't know. Julia doesn't know either. Whatever. Just grab any one of them. I'll turn them all on.
He comes in carrying Clorox wipes.
Oh, I'm going to go steal some from the sports or 670 The Score.
Do they have a bunch?
Yeah. Just got a new shipment of Clorox wipes in.
I'm running low on my supply.
And I'm probably going to take some home.
For toilet paper.
Are you really going to take Clorox wipes home?
Yeah, I'm going to bring the same sandwich baggie that I have my lotion in. I'm going to bring one of those so I can get some to go because I can't find disinfectant anywhere.
Yeah, those are out at the stores too, which is crazy because whenever we got paid last two Fridays ago, I went to Mariano's and they had a whole setup of it. You know how they'll set up like seasonal stuff in the front when it's like 4th of July and like they'll have like that stuff? It's Clorox season. It's disinfectant season.
It was all so Corona season, SZN.
Yeah, they had it like set up in the front like you're shopping for the next holiday, which is this.
But I bet you wish you would have got a bunch.
I only got one thing.
You're right. It looks like the energy has been sucked out of your life today.
God damn it. Why? Well, I did not sleep last night, barely.
Well, that's because you've just been at home. Are you struggling with the quarantine thing? You doing all right? I'm worried about you,
honestly,
Julia.
I'm not adjusting well. I'm a person who needs to get out to be awake. I get anxious at home. Like, I live in a basement unit. I feel like a creature.
Yeah, right?
I had to call my
like
mom
a gremlin.
Today. Yeah, I had to call my mom today and just like have her like tell me I'm being crazy. Cause like I've been like, is that a symptom?
Is she worried that you're an essential employee?
No, she doesn't care. It's like, it's not, well, she cares, but I think it's hitting Michigan a lot later because my friends like seem to be on this tip where they don't think it's that big of a deal yet. They're like where we were a week ago. And then my mom, I called her and she's like, I'm at Big Lots. I'm like, why? Go home.
So it's kind of like music. We get it in Chicago first and like 2 weeks later, Michigan gets it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you're fine. Probably just your period coming.
That's that question. She wants you to reinsure, like, yeah, you know, I'm due, so yeah.
She's like, not having sex.
Sonic, how's your quarantine?
It's good. I had a freak out moment last night. I went down into a Twitter like rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. I just kept reading stuff online when I should have just. I had McBillionaires in the background. I should have just kept watching that because then I.
You had
myself.
What?
McBillionaires.
Are you talking about McMillions?
McMillions, sorry.
Okay, because I've watched both McMillions and Billions over the course, and you just combine them both. So.
Sorry, I said the wrong title. I've never said I was smart, dude. So McMillions was on in the background, and I should have just kept watching that, but I got on my phone, and I went down the rabbit hole, and I started looking at conspiracy theories and what's going on. And I'm like, what's really going on? Am
what's
I going to lose my
theory?
Job? That nobody knows who started it. It's the government that started it. And
no, they always say that.
The elites are going to disappear, and this is the beginning of the end.
It's a hot take.
Yeah, and then I was like, dude, good thing I'm elite, you know? I'm like, where's the bunker? I have a cool $160 in the bank right now. I'm ready to go. So, yeah, then I was like, man, what's going on? And I started tripping out because I'm by myself. I didn't have anyone to bounce it off. I have my dog, so I can't just, like, turn to the side to my girlfriend or whoever's with me and say, hey, is this real? You know, and then I start freaking out. So then I had to FaceTime one of my friends.
You should just go in the rec room and be like, anyone?
Hello? Hello?
Down in the lobby.
Go talk to the front desk. Like, can you talk me?
Yeah.
Talk
me. But other than that, sorry to cut you off. Quarantine's going good. I feel very confident walking around my place in my boxers because I know nobody's going to come over, you know, half naked.
Cool. Are you getting worried about the letters we're getting from both our building and our corporation saying, hey, you're an essential employee, and when shit really hits the fan, guess who's still coming in?
Yeah.
Are you getting a little nervous about that? Are you okay with that?
I'm all right. I clearly am not nervous because I deleted the email that I'm supposed to print off my pass.
He's just like, whatever.
not to pull up the curtain too much, but, like, you know, in case they shut down the building here and in case other things happen in the city, like, we're technically essential employees because we work on a radio station that has call letters. We're community oriented, and even though we play Shawn Mendes, if shit really hits the fan, we stop everything down and we do all community oriented things. So we need someone here. And so Sonic, we get an email a few minutes ago that Julia, Sonic, and me are all on, and Sonic comes walking in the studio. I go, hey bro, did you get that email? And he's like, what email? I go, the one that just came out. Oh, I deleted it. I'm like, bro,
it's,
you need to,
like,
take
the
it.
Most important email we've gotten all day.
And
we were
all,
like,
year.
We were specially selected to do something.
Whoops. Well, thank you for having my back on that.
Like, something we should technically be getting capes for.
Oh, can we get capes? Essential employee capes?
And badges.
Oh, hell yeah.
Crowns. I mean, Corona crowns.
Anyway, what's going on in the world? OJ Simpson's pissed.
Well, oh, because there's the golf courses are closed. What was the quote exactly?
Are you checking out, Sonic? Have you seen the story?
I got to get wipes. Okay,
all right, man. OJ Simpson says, quote, he'll go crazy if all the golf courses are closed.
God damn it. Open one. Open one.
Right. Yeah, OJ, he probably was on Instagram Live with a knife in his hand. He's like, hey, where's all the golf courses?
Dude, he's on the Twitter. Yo, that guy's out of his mind on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's so scary. Like, he tweeted something that, like, basically said, I did it.
But it's so wild that it looks like a spam account, like The Onion, yes, or something, like an OJ Onion account.
He's so scary.
Okay, I gotta go real.
All right, see ya. No, he tweeted on March 14th, always be cautious, and it's him on a golf course wearing a mask. And I'm like, ah! This guy, his Twitter account isn't even verified. Oh, March 6th, he's in front of a Costco. And
that's my favorite part, is you know that Twitter knows his account exists because it's so chaotic, and they're purposely just not verifying it.
This is from March 6th. It says, coronavirus, who's afraid? It's him with a mask on with a bunch of water in front of a Costco. And the first reply is, can you kill the virus for us, OJ?
It's your evening spank. Ew.
What are you watching at home?
I did watch Love is Blind, finally. And I feel like I'm so late to it that I can't really talk about it with the rest of them on Twitter. But it is worth a watch, I will say. Even for you. I know it's totally not your thing, but it is so stupid, it's good.
Did you plow through the entire season?
I'm on, like, the last episode right now. I started last night, and I watched some today.
So what did you put on Twitter today that was funny? Yeah, I mean, you always put... Look, the Radio Hag on Twitter. Hilarious. You should follow her, but you put something on there specifically about Love is Blind today.
Thank you.
I giggled. I haven't even watched the show and I giggled.
I just said, I feel bad for whoever is stuck in quarantine with Jessica from Love is Blind. She is the craziest bitch. The craziest bitch. Yeah, and a lot of people agreed with me. A tweet that I wish did better last night was, my hands not look like my grandpa's neck.
How does that not do better?
I even did a side-by-side. Look.
Oh, my God. Seriously, your hands do look like your grandpa's neck.
Thank you.
Have you ever scrubbed so much in your life?
No, and they're dry. And is it weird that I'm not washing as much when I'm at home? Should I be, like, because I feel like once I enter my home, it's my lair.
I feel like you're safe.
Like, I've been doing food delivery, because if you, like, order from local businesses who definitely need the help right now, Uber Eats is waiving delivery fees. So I'm just like, hell yeah. Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've just been so anxious about everything. It's just intense. Also, like, this talk about the economy freaks me out. Like,
it's going to be fine. We're going to get through it. Hashtag alone together. Hashtag we will survive.
Well, I just like, I don't know much about it because the last time the economy took a hit, I was working at Cold Stone Creamery, so I wasn't really affected. Now I'm a big girl in my career.
You'll be fine. I'll get fired way before you will. Don't worry. I'm the first to go.
I don't think so.
Trust me when I say that. Hey, you know what? Just for you, if they're going to start firing people, I'll fall on the sword for everybody because I kind of like the staying at home and sitting on the couch thing. All right. So I'll be the first. I'll volunteer as tribute and I'll be the first to volunteer to get fired. My boss is only halfway like me anyway. They love you. So
you were on that list today.
The list of people to be fired?
No, the list of the superheroes. Oh, your name was first.
The important people in case shit really hits a fan around here.
Yeah, you and I got capes.
Congrats.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler.
Do you follow like the top 10 on Netflix?
I'll look
the
through
trending,
it.
Yeah, which is a relatively new thing.
Yeah, yeah, which is great, by the way. That's a good feature.
Because it shows right now.
Pandemic
is trending number 6 and the movie Outbreak is trending number 8, which tells me people are sitting at home in the middle of all this and their escape from the news and all the nonsense is to watch more news and nonsense about this. Even fake nonsense like Outbreak. People are really fucking doing that at home.
I will say for the record, a lot of people like should escape, but like feel like they need to learn more to make themselves feel better. And it's just not.
Do you see Bill Gates in 2015? There's that video floating around of Bill Gates.
No,
I don't have the audio.
Did he say something like hauntingly?
He was doing a TED talk. And he gets up there and says, it's not going to be a nuclear bomb that kills us all. It's going to be a virus. And he basically breaks down for 2 minutes exactly what's happening right now in the world. And he did this 5 years ago. Bill Gates. He was on top of it then. He's like, we're not prepared for it. It's going to happen. It's going to spread. People are going to die. Ta-da! And that was in 2015.
I don't like that.
We should listen to Bill.
Why does he know that?
Because Bill's... I watched the Bill Gates documentary. He's very smart.
I know that, but...
Are you okay? Did I just freak you out?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You know how the other thing that was, like, hot... This is old news, but was that passage from that Sylvia Brown book? Sylvia Brown's, like,
the psychic.
Celebrity psychic. My mom loves her. We saw her live in 2009. I took her for her birthday at University of Michigan. So this passage from her book's been going around, and it basically says, in 2020, there's going to be this huge virus that comes out of nowhere, and basically what's exactly happening. And then it says, the crazy thing is it's going to disappear just as quickly as it came, and then it's going to come back 10 years later and then disappear for good.
You know what's going to happen next, though? They're going to slow down our Netflix. You watch. They're already doing it in Europe. They're already limiting the bandwidth or the, what do they call it, the bit rate of all video streams, because so many people are watching it at home right now, they're worried about the internet in general, so Netflix is having to slow it down.
Oh, I saw a thing today. I could probably bring it up quickly. Do you know what Broadcom is?
Broadcom?
Yeah.
No.
It sounds like, honestly, it sounds like a porn site. It says, you're stopping us from making a fortune from set-top boxes, moans chip designer. So Broadcom is suing Netflix for being so successful that people have cut their cable subscriptions and ditched the set-top boxes that make the chip designer a huge profit. Like, sorry.
What? Yeah.
That's like one of those parents who watches like a youth soccer game and complains at the end because the other team won on like a on something.
Only thing that's keeping television in general, like live TV, up and
is
going
is news and sports.
Sports. Yep. And news. Yeah, you're right. Very good. My wife works on sports television. So right now they don't have any games. So I'm here to tell you, she's having a tough go at the old job right now because, you know, no games. They tend to get a little cranky.
Well, she works remotely. Are they like giving her any days off because of it?
Nope. Because now they're restructuring everything and doing a bunch of other nonsense. I don't understand. She just yells big words into a phone and yells at people. I don't really know what she does.
Does she know like a lot of big words at work?
Couldn't repeat any of them for you because I don't understand any of it.
Okay. Will you like pay attention to one tomorrow and just text it to me? I just want to know a new big word.
Okay. But yeah, Netflix is slowing that down. And Pornhub, they, you know, being the decent people that they are, they allowed the premium Pornhub to be free in Italy, which is now ground zero for coronavirus. So that was nice. Nice little touch by no pun intended.
NFL Network is doing
Game Pass.
Yeah. They're doing, I think, 3 months free. And then also, I thought this was so cool. You know, the Adobe Creative Cloud, where you get like Adobe Premiere, I think it's Photoshop,
mm-hmm.
and like Lightroom and like a bunch of different ones. If you were already a person who had a subscription, so I think you pay a certain amount of money a month, which it's expensive to get all three of those, they'll give you like a few months free.
Look at that.
So like the creatives don't get screwed.
Look at that. Because
like that's a lot of people's like side hobby.
I see. Look, there's still some good in the world. All these companies are losing all this money anyway, so they're probably just at the point where like, fuck it.
I will say, I'm going to be positive. I feel like now, as opposed to where like a giant hit to the economy is happening, we're a lot more innovative and out there than we were 10 years ago. Like, for instance, so it's harder now for artists to come and promote their new music because usually they would come to the radio stations, do a thing, whatnot. Now, tomorrow, I'm doing like a Q&A with Bozzy on Instagram Live. You know?
Oh, yeah. Get that plug in for real. Like, where's it going to be?
Radio DOTCOM on Instagram. I'm going live there at 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern. Figure the rest out. You can do it. And I'm going to ask him a bunch of things.
Wow.
And he's very introspective and a talker. I've interviewed him a handful of times, so he'll be good for the talks.
It's going to get very deep.
He's a deep guy.
He is very deep.
Like, I was talking to his manager today, and she was like, yeah, just kind of vibe him out. I'm like, oh, I've talked to him a few times. Like, all you literally have to do is just tee him up and let him go.
Can you record it, and can we play back on this podcast? Is that possible, or is that... No, it's an Instagram Live.
Yeah, but they're going to save it and... You know, put it on the website.
Can we steal it and take the whole thing and put it on here? It's you. Why can't we?
We'll verify with Eric, but we can probably just grab his key points. I mean, it's going to be on our website, so.
I'm here for that. I'm here for it. Do we have anything else today?
No.
Oh, yo, speaking of good things, there is a website if you're in Chicago, and this is, if you're listening to any city around the country, there's a bunch of different cities on here, but it's called diningatadistance.com.
Right.
And on that site, you can go through and you can find every local place near you and what they're doing, whether they're doing curbside, delivery.
Hello.
Takeout. Oh.
Hi, this is Uber Delivery. I'm here.
Okay, I'll be down in just a second. And also, Uber Eats is doing free delivery on all local restaurants. So on that note, I'm out and I'm going to grab my food.
Binky's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.